Track 31.
Achievement Test 1. Listening. Listen to four people talking about a particular childhood memory. Read the instructions to tasks 1 and 2 before you listen. Then complete both tasks as you listen. Denise.
Like most people, I think about the past, but my childhood was challenging, so it's hard to dwell on it. My dad was in the army, so whenever he was sent somewhere new, we went along as well. We were always relocating, and I can't even begin to count the number of times my sister and me were the new kids on the block. Mum would be able to tell you because she was the one who had to unpack all our stuff every time. It was very tough on all of us, though I don't think Dad really understood.
Dave.
My first day? You know, I can't remember everything. It was so long ago, and it was, according to my mother, a nightmare for all concerned, so I guess I've deliberately blanked a lot of it out. Apparently, I wouldn't stop crying, so in the end, the teacher had to phone home and ask her to come and get me. Well, that's how the story goes. I'm not sure it's accurate, actually, but I'll have to take her word for it.
Sheila.
Oh, yes, it feels like yesterday. Whenever I pass a deli counter, I'm immediately transported back to my grandmother's flat. We used to visit her every few months, and she would always prepare my favourite ham and mustard sandwiches on crusty bread and leave them in the fridge until we were ready to eat. It was that combination that wafted out when I opened the door, and now, if I catch it, in my mind, I'm back there again. It's special, because I know she always thought of me, so it represents a close connection between us.
Alex.
It's funny how most people are happy to talk about their childhood memories, as if they're telling stories about someone else. I've never really understood how they can do that. I always keep my thoughts to myself. My memories are very special to me, especially those connected with Rob, who was closest to me when I was a teenager. I had two brothers, but they were a lot older than me, so Rob and I went everywhere together. Unfortunately, his family emigrated when we were 16. Well, that's life, I suppose.